today on The Word of Truth Revealed.
When America now, with all kind of liberties and preachers are trying to take people back to the Old Testament, trying to make women not wear makeup and you know, calling them Jezebels, and you're submitting to this foolishness, we need to build. We're already torn down. We need to be built up. The thing is that we just need to do it decently and in order. But nobody's trying to confine you. Just do it decent and in order. You shouldn't dress to impress men. You should dress because you feel beautiful.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, The B.I.G. Woman. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Judges chapter 4, verses 1 through 4 and 6 through 10.
Judges chapter 4, verses 1 through 4 and then verses 6 through 10. The Bible says, after Ehud died, the Israelites once again did evil in the sight or in the eyes of the Lord. So the Lord sold them. Remember that. Into the hands of Jabin, king of Canaan, who reigned in Hazor. He had a commander, Sisera, who lived, and because he had 900 iron chariots, very powerful person, he had cruelly oppressed the Israelites for 20 years. The Bible said they cried unto the Lord for help, and he sent a man named Barak from Kadesh in Naphtali, from the tribe of Naphtali, and said to him, the Lord, the God of Israel, commands you, go take with you 10,000 men of Naphtali and Zebulun. I want you to get a militia. Lead the way to Mount Tabor. I will lure Sisera, the commander of Jabin's army, and his chariots and his troops, and give him into your hands. Very well, Deborah said. Look at verse 9. I will go with you. Look at the word here. I'm going to look at verse 8. Barak said to her, if you go with me, I will go. But if you don't go with me, I won't go. Now the Lord said he's going to give the enemy into the hand of Barak. But Barak said, there's something in Deborah that's so big and powerful. If you go with me, then I'll go to defeat the enemy. But if you don't go, I will not go. Look close at the word. Glory to God. The Bible says, verse 9, very well, Deborah said, I will go with you, but because of the way you are going about it, the honor will not come or be yours, for the Lord will hand Sisera over to a woman. So Deborah went with Barak, where he summons Zebulun and Naphtali, 10,000 men. He had the power to summon 10,000 men, but he wouldn't go against the enemy unless Deborah went with him. The Bible said they followed him, and Deborah also went with him. Can the church say amen? On this Mother's Day 2023, I want to minister to you from this subject, the B.I.G. woman. The B.I.G. woman. Thank you, Lord. And the B.I.G. stands for bold, insightful, and great. And I pray that I would stir something in the hearts of women. We need you. We need you. We need you in our battles. We need you, your moral support, your presence, your prophetic gifting. We need you to be insightful, bold and insightful, but not audacious, saucy audaciousness. Just bold enough to confront issues. And insightful, know how to temper that. See the end from the beginning. But also great, astounding. We need you to keep the standard high. When a woman loses the standard in the community, it means the society is going to hell in a handbasket. The more honored you are in the world, the better it is for all of us. This is how God judges a society. He looks at the status of Eve. If you're diminished, we're all diminished. If you're held high, it means the society is healthy. And that's why here in the church, we want to make sure we lift you up. Can the church say amen? Father, as I teach the B.I.G. message, thank you for bigger. Thank you for brighter, bolder women today. For those who are hurting and marginalized, I pray that there would be a balancing. Let the spirit of Deborah rise or rest upon women all around the country, all around the world. I pray that the words that come from these lips of clay would edify and build up. Our women have been torn down. Women have been marginalized, departmentalized. The woman has not been honored in America. And Father, we repent for the sin. And I would ask that we would stand up for women, not to be combative or to debate, but just stand up for women. Let this message start that process in America. I come against all falsehoods, any counterfeits. Thank you for the genuine. Thank you for the authentic. Thank you, Lord, for that which you've made is good and very good. And we bless you and we honor you and we give you the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. It is my prayer that my message would not be offensive, but I must share to build up today. I've said enough about where the society is. I want to just communicate the word of God to you now. Our world needs strong women. And if you're taking notes, I need you to write that down. I said our world needs strong women or determined women. A determined woman actually meets the world head on, unimpeded, meets the head on, unimpeded, unrestricted, unhindered by those who see the glass half empty or those who are negative. A strong woman, a determined woman, actually meets the world head on, unimpeded, unrestricted, unhindered by those who see the glass half empty, negative and pessimistic concerning those who are higher achievers. When we applied the word of God, or when we apply the word of God, it can shift you. If you ever apply the word of God to your life, it can shift you into new levels or new dimensions of development and maturity. Your God-given potential, your God-given passion produces an eagle-eye prophetic vision for our world. Even now, I decree and declare that God is giving our ladies the eagle eye for a prophetic vision for our world. I believe God wants you to not only have a prophetic vision for our world, but also a foundational purpose. Help us to lay the foundation for our world. But God also wants you not only to have the eagle eye and the foundational purpose, but also deep compassion. Deep compassion for children and for the margins, those that are in the margins. God wants you to have a bold resolve in your spirit, a don't stop until I get it done kind of mindset. A bold resolve in your spirit that can change every family, that can change our community, that can change our city, then the nation, and the world. So we need our women to be strong, and I want to encourage everybody, women with women and men, as it relates to speaking words of affirmation, we must communicate positive words to each other. In the church setting, a lot of times we see flaws, but we need to come out of that. Let's strengthen strengths, find strengths, and strengthen strengths. Instead of looking at flaws and talking about flaws, can we see something positive in each other and speak about it? There's a book out there that was I was turned on to called Strength Finders. I don't know the author's name, but it's something that I would like our leaders in our church to look at. Strength Finders. And the concept is, instead of talking about flaws 24/7, we find strengths and we build on strengths. Now, I'm the kind of person that can walk in a room and see something out of alignment. It's just natural for me. But I believe we need to start moving toward finding strengths and pouring into it. It's another way to see life. In the 21st century, I know it's holiness or hell. But let's find the strengths of holiness versus just always talking about hell. I know that there are weaknesses in everybody, but there's also strengths in us as we move toward Jesus. Can we find strengths and speak about it? Can we stop talking about hairdos and start talking about the hairs that's done? And I believe if we start building each other, God will build us up as well. I'm about building up the people of God, not tearing folk down. There are preachers who are making a living right now, trying to take people back to the Old Testament. We're in America now with all kind of liberties, and preachers are trying to take people back to the Old Testament, trying to make women not wear makeup and you know, calling them Jezebels, and you're submitting to this foolishness. We need to build. We're already torn down. We need to be built up. The thing is that we just need to do it decently and in order. But nobody's trying to confine you. Just do it decent and in order. You shouldn't dress to impress men. You should dress because you feel beautiful. Not because you want somebody to notice you. Those are the kind of men you will attract that just notice you for a moment. But if you want to change lives, be true to yourself. Thank you, Lord. I've been pastoring close to 30 some odd years, preaching for 30 some odd years, and standing before people weekly for 30 years, over 30 years. Every week of my life, I've stood some kind of way holding the microphone for over 30 years. And I've seen many fads and changes and issues in temperament and dispositions. We've never been in a time like this before. I've never seen what I'm seeing right now. So many powerful people, but the society is eating away at the fabric of decency to where the lines are blurred. The lines of decency are blurred. But one of the things I believe God has never wanted us to compromise, and that is the power of a real woman. I'm talking about an adult female that can produce children. I said an adult female that can produce children. No man can have a baby. I don't care if you're a stud, you can't have a baby. Get with somebody that's a true man. And I'll leave that alone because y'all are looking at me, but I'm going for it. Ain't nobody like a real woman. Who sung that song? Ain't nothing like a real thing, baby. Oh my God. I can tell when you try to give me synthetic Coke. Coca-Cola tastes a certain way. It's got a certain logo. I know when it's check. I know when it's check. You don't know? Don't you be confused by what's going on in this world. Don't let young people and a young mind and biologists that are weird tell you what's wrong and you go with it. Look at history, 6,000 years of human history. Ain't nothing like a woman. Not like a woman, man. Nothing like a woman. And to all of you mothers that have raised children, have grandchildren and great-grands, we don't want to dishonor you and your legacy. Thank you for taking care of us. Shirley Caesar, my mom used to play it all of the time, especially when we were naughty. For 9 months I carried you, growing inside of me. Come on. No charge. Shirley Caesar. You try to put that on her, watch what she say when she throw her hands on her hip. Don't you ever diminish a woman. Thank you, Lord. And God needs us to stand up to protect the essence of who women are. So what defines a strong woman? Write it down. Persistence. A strong woman, a B-I-G woman, is persistent. Even in face of setback, she's going to get up and rise up and do it again. If it wasn't for the persistence in women, many of our boys wouldn't even be raised up today. Because many of us, we forsook our families. But it's that persistence. They say, these are my children. We have to honor that. We must remember that. Somebody changed diapers, and I don't change diapers good. I don't even like it. When Megan came along, I passed her over. You do that. I'll hold her and all of that, but when that little stink, I take her to her mama, you know. But I would always hold her and talk to her. But I didn't like that. Now, I am persistent, too, in my role. But there's nothing like a mama. Oh, my God. I remember when my youngest sister was born, my mother was close to 40 when she had her. And Doris was the child of her heart, her love. She tried to do everything in her or with her that she didn't necessarily master with the other five. She was teaching her how to read and teaching her at a young age, talking to her all of the time. And I saw her. She was ill when she had the baby, almost died to give birth to her. But she's like, please, Lord, let me raise her. Very persistent with her, taking her with her everywhere she would go. I don't think she had a car seat, but she had it in the car. Hopefully you all got car seats, right? We didn't listen to those laws. Second thing a woman is, this is a strong woman. She's brave, which is a part of the B-I-G message, bold. It's a type of bravery. Thank you, Lord. I saw on television, or actually it was on a reel, a bear was up on a wall. And this mother saw her little dog out there. And she ran out there and pushed the bear off the wall because she felt the bear was going to get her dog. Now, to me, that little dog would have been a sausage for the bear. I don't know. I don't know. That would have been a snack for the bear. I mean, but she was so animal. You're not getting my baby dog. Not my baby doll, my baby dog. And she pushed the bear off. But very brave. Some of us have told us, these are early emergency response folk, that they've seen mothers lift up heavy objects if their child was caught underneath it. Just getting supernatural human strength. Thank you, Lord. When Megan was a little baby, we were at one of the members' house. We had dual attorneys, a man and his wife were attorneys here, and kind of barren. The Lord opened up the womb while they were here, and they have three kids. I saw them graduating from high school. Just an amazing thing that the Lord did in the house. And we were at their home. They had a pool, and everybody was having a good time. And suddenly Patrice ran out there and grabbed Megan out of the pool upside down, snatched her out with her leg. She had slipped into the water, was bobbing, while all of us were sitting around the pool and didn't see it. Brave, perceptive. And we need you to be able to see. I was just having a good time. I didn't know. All I saw is a woman snatching a baby out by her ankle. Thank you, Jesus. And mothers, you've been snatching us out of troubled waters since history. It was a woman who pulled Moses out of the water. Thank you, Jesus. It was a woman who heard him crying in a basket of bulrushes. And heart was moved by it. And it was a woman who brought him out and nurtured him, provided for him. The third thing you need to know about strong women, not only are they persistent and brave, but they're passionate. Sometimes we have to preach that you redirect your passions, because a lot of women are going after careers, but men are not really impressed when you make a lot of money, because we don't really get any of it anyway. When you make money, you want to spend it on yourself. We make money, you want us to spend it on you. And if we don't, you have a problem with it. So we're not really impressed with you making money. You don't have to be boss with us. But we do need you to be passionate. Glory to God. Passionate. When you serve, do it with passion. When you love, do it with passion. When you speak, do it with passion. When you raise a family, do it with passion, just like you've done. A strong woman is also knowledgeable. That means she increases knowledge. She strengthens. I can go right to Proverbs chapter 31. A virtuous woman, because she's knowledgeable, she's gaining knowledge. She's not just happy with what she knows, but she's gaining knowledge. She's in school, she's reading and expanding herself. That's a strong woman. We're not talking about Atlas type that's lifting weights. We're talking about passionate, persistent. We're talking about knowledgeable, brave. Here's another one. She's skilled. She's a skilled performer. She practices. She practices until you see an increase. I know it says practice make perfect, but we really want to see practice developing skill. Because perfection is almost impossible. But growth and maturity is. Even when the scripture talks about perfection, it is not speaking of perfectness. It's talking about maturity.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, The B.I.G. Woman, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2305-1408. That's reference number 2305-1408.
Vacation Bible School 2023, ready, set, move, is scheduled for Monday, July 17th through Friday, July 21st from 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Children will move to follow Jesus here, there, and everywhere with this engaging hands-on experience. Get more details and registration information in the Truth Revealed mobile app or log on to our website, truthrevealed.org, to register your children ages 2 through 6th grade.
Marriage enrichment is in full swing. Married and engaged couples, join us for the Hearts Intertwined session on Saturday, May 20th at 7 p.m. in the sanctuary. Childcare is provided.
High school seniors, if you plan to attend college, the Truth Reveal Scholarship is for you. The annual Trim Excellence Award application period is open until Wednesday, May 31st. Email career.college@truthreveal.org to request an application. Set aside some time this week for intercession and tag up to God in prayer. Join Relentless Friday, May 19th at 7 p.m. in the sanctuary to seek deep intimacy and quiet communion with God.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
On a hill far away stood the old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown.
Over 2,000 years ago, you did something that was so marvelous that it's mind-blowing to us, how you decided to shed your blood so that we can walk in the newness of life and have the opportunity.